Hello there, welcome to the first podcast on the SCP Foundation. Well, my podcast, you get the idea. And this is podcast redacted. So, today I'm going to be doing my first SCP, probably the most famous SCP of them all, the 173. And welcome to the podcast. Okay, SCP-173 is a, well, what most of the business call it. It looks like a peanut, and constructed out of concrete and rebar and Krylon spray paint. Basically, the main thing about 173, take your eyes off him, you're dead. That's all you need to know. He's got the same sort of mechanic of a weeping angel from Doctor Who, and he's, of course, probably the most famous SCP of them all. Except for some people might say 096 or 049 or, I don't know, 106 and SCPs like that. But most people would say 173 is the best or most iconic SCP. And probably the mascot as well. Personally think that if he was in an actual containment breach, he wouldn't be impossible to combat, but that's just my fault, because all you have to do is look at him. I mean, yeah, you blink, but sometimes if you just blink, then it's for a short time, and most of the time he only moves forward a little bit. As you can see in SCP Containment Breach, if you've ever seen or played that game. I haven't either, but I've played Secret Laboratory. He's, a feature mainly on his face is that he has a sort of mix of feces and blood on his face, because, well, it's his victim's blood and feces, and that sounds a bit disgusting, but I mean, have you heard of some of the other ones? Like, I've seen worse. Like, 096 has blood all over his hands and his face and stuff like that. And he's skinny and dead pale. But personally, if he is in a containment breach, he wouldn't be an impossible one to combat. If you found a friend, then it, again, wouldn't be too impossible to combat. And I don't think he has the ability to really open doors when you're looking his sort of direction. But some people would say otherwise, because actually, probably scratch that, because he can open doors. I think everyone's seen him open a door before. What am I saying? But yeah, he's a very iconic SCP, is the way I'm going to put it. Okay, on to the ratings. So, SCP-173 is definitely one of my favourite SCPs of them all, but in a way of, in real life, combating, he's not the worst SCP in the world. So, for me, he's not getting a 3, but he's definitely not the worst either. Because, I mean, imagine trying to see a peanut. You'd definitely like jump out of your skin or blink, and then your neck snapped. But I would probably, if I had to give it one, if I had to give it something out of 5, SCP-173 would get a 3 out of 5 from me. I'm gonna get. I'm not big anyway, but any of my friends who might watch this, I'm probably going to get backlash from them if they've seen the SCP Foundation. So, but that's just my opinion. If you think that's different, good for you. But 173 isn't a difficult SCP, nor is he easy. So, there is my honest opinion. Okay, if you enjoyed that podcast, make sure to stick around for more. But for now, I'll see you all later. Now, bye-bye.